Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 11.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. We ask members and guests to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Carter. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Carter.
Let us pray. Fathers, we do come before your throne today. We thank you for the greatest privilege you've given us, and that's eternal life through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray today that you'd bless this session as only you can. We do thank you for the men and women that take their time to do this job. What a great honor it is. We do pray today for our president. We pray for those in authority. We pray for our House leader. We pray, dear God, that you just help all of us to realize that one day we will stand before you and we will give an account of the way we do things. I just ask today that you bless our, state, watch after and protect us, and help us to always do the right thing. And we ask this in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 13th was reviewed with Cupid and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for February 13th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, our nurse of the day today is Renata Baker from Greenville. Ms. Baker, thanks for being with us. Please join me in welcoming her. Introductions, bills, resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representative Yarber, House Bill 58, School Calendar Flexibility, Granville in person.
Education K-12 with favorable rules.
Representatives Conrad and Montgomery, House Bill 59, Winston-Salem, Real Property Conveyance.
State and local government, favorable rules.
Representatives Howard, Setzer, and Zolka, House Bill 60, Revenue Law Technical Changes.
Finance, favorable rules.
Representatives Pittman, Pox, and Kidwell, House Bill 61, Omnibus Gun Changes.
Judiciary, favorable finance, favorable rules.
Representatives Cleveland and Horn, House Bill 62, In-State Tuition, members served in USS North Carolina.
Education universities, favorable education community colleges, and favorable rules.
Representatives Cleveland, Conrad, Destin Hall, and Speciale, House Bill 63, Protect North Carolina Workers Act.
Agricultural, favorable commerce, favorable judiciary, favorable rules.
Representatives Horn, Cleveland, Grange, and Potts, House Bill 64, Blue Gold Star Mothers Appreciation Day.
Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs, if favorable rules.
Representatives Pittman, Brody, and Kidwell, House Bill 65, Marriage Amendment Referendum Act.
Rules.
Representatives Pittman, Speciale, Jackson, and Graham, House Bill 66, Require Active and Felony Death Motor Vehicle Boat.
Judiciary, if favorable rules.
Representatives McNeil, Shepard, Goodman, Rena Turner, House Bill 67, Road Barrier Prohibition.
Transportation, favorable rules.
Representatives Sasser and Goodman, House Bill 68, Albemarle City, Local Option Sales Tax.
State and local government, favorable finance, favorable rules.
Representatives Reeves, McGrady, Hardister, Brian Hunt Turner, House Bill 69, Nonpartisan Redistricting Commission.
Redistricting in favorable rules.
Representatives Dobson, White, Murphy, and Lambert, House Bill 70, delay NC Health Information Exchange Network for certain providers.
Health in favorable rules.
Representative Sane, House Bill 71, permit Lincoln County Schools Community College realignment.
Education K-12 with favorable rules.
Representative Sane, House Bill 72, support multiple recesses of Lincoln County Schools.
State and local government in favorable rules.
Representatives Torbett, Lewis, Dobson, and Bell, House Bill 73, Civic Responsibility Education.
Education K-12, in favorable rules.
Representatives Torbett, Lewis, Dobson, and Bell, House Bill 74, 2019 School Safety Grants Program.
Appropriations, Education, if favorable. Appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Tolbert, Lewis, Dobson, and Bell, House Bill 75, School Mental Health Screening Study.
Education, K-12, if favorable, rules.
Representatives White, Tolbert, Horn, and Elmore, House Bill 76, School Safety Omnibus.
Education, K-12, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Tolbert, Presnell, Eiler, and Shepard, House Bill 77, Electric Stand-Up Scooters.
Transportation, if favorable, regulatory reform, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Hohen, Rogers, Fraley, and Arp, House Bill 78, Academic Alignment, Certain School Systems.
Education, K-12, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Hohen, Johnson, Elmore, and Strickland, House Bill 79, Academic Alignment, Board of Education, Community Colleges.
Education, K-12, if favorable, rules.
Representative Ray, House Bill 80, Waterfowl Hunting, Roanoke Rapids Lake. Yes.
State and local government of favorable rules.
Representative Jones, House Bill 81, Move Over Law, Increase Penalties.
Judiciary Criminal, if favorable. Judiciary, if favorable. Finance, if favorable. Appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Pierce and Shepard, House Bill 82, Railroad Crossing, Non-Track Equipment.
Transportation, if favorable, rules.
Representative Potts and Jarvis, House Bill 83, School Calendar Flexibility, Certain School Systems.
Education, K-12, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Howard and Warren, House Bill 84, City of Kannapolis, Annexation.
State and local government, if favorable. Finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Shepard and Cleveland, House Bill 85, Emissions, Onslow County.
State and local government, if favorable, rules. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs additional referral to House Bill 81. Add a referral to transportation in there after it clears finance before appropriations, if it so does. Members, for your planning purposes, of course, there are no votes today. For our guests in the gallery, I want to welcome you. Thank you all for being with us today. The House is meeting today in what's called a no-vote session. This is our second or third week since we've been back in session. And so most of the work that's happening are in the committees that meet over in this building and over in the other building. So the full House is voting on a limited schedule at this time. So I see a number of school children here today. We're glad to have you with us. I hope this is a little more fun than being in class today. So I hope you have fun. Be sure to check out the really cool dinosaurs across the street while you're here as well. So we're honored to have you with us. To our other guests, we thank you for being with us as well. And just know that if you want to sit here and watch us debate bills for hours and take up issues, that'll probably start happening here in just a few weeks. But right now, it's mostly committee work that's happening. But certainly wanted to thank all of you for being with us today as well. Members, for planning purposes at this point, there will be no recorded votes on Monday, and the chair does not believe at this point that there will be any votes on Tuesday, so members can plan accordingly. We may actually have some votes next week on Wednesday that looks like we will as the committees start moving some bills out, and also probably Thursday at this point. So with that being said, we're now to notices and announcements. Any notices or announcements? What purpose does the lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, rise?
For an announcement.
Lady has floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Tuesday, February the 19th, the House Committee on Education, Community Colleges will meet at 11 a.m. and 4:21. We'll take up House Bill 8, Tri-County Community College and Neighbor State In-State Tuition. Thank you.
What purpose, gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has floor for an announcement.
Next Tuesday, the 19th, there will be a joint pensions meeting with the Senate in room 643, and this will be an informational meeting. No votes on any bills will be taken up.
For what purpose, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbert, rise.
Mr. Speaker, to ask the rules chair a question, please.
Gentleman from Harnett, yield to the gentleman from Gaston.
I do, sir.
He yields.
Thank you, Representative Lewis. Just to help me plan the arrival ETA of next week, do you see a rules committee meeting at 3 o'clock on Monday?
Thank you for the question, Representative Torbett. We're going to actually announce this as soon as we adjourn. Rules is going to meet on Monday. Our calendar is lighter than normal, so Rules, instead of meeting at 3, will meet at 4. But Rules will meet on Monday.
Thank you.
Further notices and announcements? If not, John from Harnett, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene.
Actually, can you hold? I do want to thank our pages. We had our pages with us today. If y'all would come down front, we want to thank y'all for your service. I appreciate the sergeant at arms reminding me back there. Thank you, sir. To our pages, want to thank you all for the great work you did. Many of you may not know, but this young man on the end decided he was going to be the ex officio speaker for the week, so he's been helping me run things and has done a great job this week as well. To our pages, thanks for coming. I know this was a short week, but I hope you had a great time. Hope you had an opportunity to see your government, and more importantly, to make friends with folks. We'd ask my colleagues to please join me in thanking our pages for their service. Thank you all very much. Now the gentleman from Harnett is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene on Monday, February 18th at 7 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Faircloth, that the House now adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 18th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. Chair directs a modification to a referral that was done earlier. House Bill 80, short title, Waterfowl Hunting, Roanoke Rapids Lake. Chair's going to strike the referral to state and local government. Bill's going to go to Wildlife Resources, and then if favorable rules.